This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: Senate Committee schedules hearing for new START. The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee has scheduled the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, for a hearing during the week of September 13. The New START is a bilateral treaty between the U.S. and Russia. It will reduce the number of nuclear warheads deployed on delivery vehicles such as bombers, intercontinental ballistic missiles, and submarine-launched ballistic missiles, and will reduce the number of deployed nuclear warheads to no more than 1,550 within 7 years. President Obama and Russian President Medvedev signed the New START in Prague on April 8, 2010. Now it must be ratified by the U.S. Senate and the Russian parliament in order to enter into force. The previous treaty, often called START I, entered into force in December 1994 and expired last December. Ralph Hutchison of the Oak Ridge Environmental Peace Alliance wrote recently that the new START, quote, is the most important arms control treaty to come before the Senate in decades. It maintains an ongoing stockpile reduction trend, and it contains crucial inspection and verification protocols that follow the trust but verify dictum of Ronald Reagan. Reducing the U.S. stockpile will save hundreds of millions of dollars while still maintaining a robust nuclear arsenal. Failure to ratify, though, cost us more of our capacity to monitor Russia's nuclear ambitions. It seems like a no-brainer, end quote. But in August, Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona said that he was seeking $10 billion more over the next decade for quote-unquote modernization of the U.S. nuclear weapons complex than President Obama has proposed. Kyle said Republicans were seeking, quote, a more precise and higher degree of commitment in order to modernize the complex so that we know that this program is not going to go for a while and peter out, end quote. President Obama has already proposed the largest increase in nuclear weapons funding ever. According to Nuclear Watch New Mexico, the average funding during the Cold War in constant 2010 dollars was a little more than $5 billion a year. The Obama administration proposes successive annual increases that will rise to $9 billion in 2018 and $80 billion invested over the decade. These figures do not include Department of Defense funding for deployment and maintenance of more than 5,000 nuclear warheads, currently estimated at $30 billion a year. If you would like to be part of the growing grassroots campaign for ratification for a new START, there are several options, including the Campaign for a Nuclear Weapons-Free World and the Prague Project, which is bringing a new generation to nuclear policy. Check them out. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.